President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
If you walk out there, Murph probably doesn't love it as much as others. As you know, he's not going to high-five you because he's here for business. It's a business meeting, you know.
This is Brewers 360.
I really appreciate that from Murph, but yeah, it's a really cool honor to be on the line on opening day.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
Jacks, the 0-1 pitch. Chopper, right side. It's going to sneak through and into right field for a base hit. Ortiz is in. Terang streaking around third. He will score. A two-run single from the captain, Christian Yelich. He's still that guy. And the Brewers lead it 4-2.
Brewers go on to win the rubber game against the Tampa Bay Rays and go 5-1 on their opening season home stand. Joining us now, President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Matt, if I had offered you, and you're a numbers guy, you can start the season 4-2, and I'll even give you, you win both series 2-1. Would you have taken it?
If we go 4-2 for each six game series throughout the season, we'd be in pretty good shape, you know? So I probably would have, but obviously, you know, the team is playing really well right now, and it's a fun group to be a part of right now for sure.
Well, again, we all understand it's a long season and all those things, but you'd way rather open in the fashion that you did. And on top of it, you did it at home. How do you describe the excitement in the ballpark? I was out there Monday night. You had a really great afternoon crowd on Wednesday.
Yeah, honestly, all those games, that, you know, especially at the start of the season, you know, was electric, you know, and we've had those games here for years. You know, our fans are awesome, and especially when we start to get into big games and in the playoffs, the fans have just been unbelievable for us and made a huge difference for us last year against the Cubs, honestly. So that was a huge credit to our fans and everybody that helped come out to support us.
Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold, with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Matt, Miz won't get a win in the statistics as he left the game with the score tied. He did give up a couple of runs, but definitely a win in the progression of this young pitcher. Knew and felt and admitted he didn't have his best stuff, but he gave you six innings.
Yeah, Miz was unbelievable yesterday, you know, especially with that break there for the foul tip that hit the umpire, which is obviously unfortunate to see. But, to overcome that kind of adversity and still make the pitches he needed to get through six was super, super impressive. And he just continues to grow and get better. You know, I mean, that's the great thing about Miz. He's a worker. He wants to get better, and he's been really, really good for us so far this year.
Matt, I'm curious. I saw this story yesterday on ESPN's PTI, and basically they said MLB, and I'm curious if you've heard this or can give us some insight, MLB's come out and said that they are going to reposition the ABS box, of course, the system being used for ball strikes and challenges, that they're going to be repositioning it. They said maybe it wasn't kind of placed as it should be. Have you heard any of that? And can you kind of explain what's happening there?
Not too much on my end. No. I think as long as they're trying to get it right, I mean, I think that's the intention of the system is to just try to get calls right, which I certainly appreciate. And it is super hard to be a major league umpire. I mean, these guys are throwing so hard and the edges are, you know, so tight there on, for hitters and pitchers in both directions. And so, you know, I think the goal of this is just to get the call right as much as you possibly can. And I certainly appreciate the league trying to step up and help out with that.
I was super worried that this would slow things down as much as baseball has gained over the last couple of seasons, Matt, with bringing shorter games, moving things along. I was really concerned that the challenges in the new system were going to slow things down. I haven't felt that as a fan. In fact, I've kind of liked how the challenges play out.
Yeah, I have too. I think it's exciting, you know, and they can change at bats, you know, going from a 2-1 count to a 1-2 count, you know, it's a huge difference in an at bat, you know. And I agree. I think it has been exciting and it hasn't slowed the game down. And so I think the intention of this rule has been great. And so far the execution seems to be good as well.
Okay, Matt, this is the part of the show where I tell you, you're amazing. Did you win the lottery again with Kyle Harrison? I mean, you have a great record. It's why you do what you do, but it's why in part the Brewers are in the position that we've been in. You've found guys who maybe haven't lived up to their potential elsewhere. You bring them in, and our pitching staff gets a hold of them and turns these guys into great players. I know it's one start, but, boy, he sure got things started right for you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Vince. I mean, look, we got a lot of people involved here, and you know, it starts with our coaches and Chris Hook, Jim Henderson. Those guys do a great job, you know, getting their hands on these guys and just getting the most out of all of them, you know. And, you know, Kyle has been a guy that we targeted for a while, obviously somebody that has really high pedigree that's been a big prospect. And we were thrilled to get him. And yeah, it was great to see him perform the other day. He did a really, really nice job for us and excited to continue to watch him grow for us throughout the years.
Matt, how exciting has it been to kind of see some other guys in the lineup kind of step up too? I mean, you've got a couple of guys in Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn who certainly you hope to lean on in the order, but with them not out there, some of these other guys stepping up, that's got to be exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, losing guys like Churio and Vaughn at the start of the season was not exactly where we wanted to be. But, you know, so many guys. I mean, Yelich with that huge hit. I mean, that you know, the home run the other day that Yelly hit was as good of a moment that I can recall as a Brewer in the, you know, the 11 years that I've been here. And, you know, just, you know, the start that Bowers has had and Terang and, you know, just so many of these guys that are just stepping up. It's been great to see contributions from the whole team. It's been a lot of fun.
Matt, since I don't know what I don't know, last question for you is I feel like sometimes we get off the air here and then like several hours later, it's like, wow, the Brewers finished a big trade. So here's how I'll ask. Is there anything that's about to happen that you need to tell us?
I mean,
is that a good question?
You're always one phone call. Yeah, it's a great question.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I mean, look, I think you're always one phone call away, you know, and we could be close to something, but, you know, at the same time, things can fall apart, but no, as you guys know, we're always looking to make the team better every single day. And so yeah, if that phone call comes, I'll let you know.
No, you will not. Let me know a long time after. And as a fan, I wouldn't have it any other way. Thanks, my friend.
You'll hear about it.
Right. Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold with us. Brewers and Royals tomorrow night from Kansas City, 6:45, first pitch.